The son of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is in court today. He is appealing a ruling forcing him to turn over documents in a growing scandal surrounding illegal contributions to his father's campaign 4 years ago. Israeli police are investigating whether Ariel Sharon knew about the illegal contributions. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Ariel Sharon's son Gilad has refused to hand over documents to police investigating the campaign contributions affair. Gilad Sharon has also refused to let police search the ranch in southern Israel, which he shares with the prime minister. The issue revolves around contributions to Sharon's 1999 campaign for prime minister. Soon after the election, the Israeli state controller ruled many of those contributions were illegal. So Gilad Sharon borrowed $1.5 million from a longtime Sharon family friend, Jewish South African businessman Cyril Kern, to pay back those contributions. The current scandal revolves around whether that loan was also illegal and whether Kern was promised any favors in exchange. The question is also whether the prime minister was directly involved. Political commentator Chemi Shalev of the Ma'ariv newspaper says the allegations against the prime minister are potentially serious.
About $5 million have entered Sharon's bank accounts and exited Sharon's bank account, and he has yet to provide an adequate explanation to the public and, of course, to the police where this money came from or where most of this money came from. And what, if at all, did he give in exchange for it?
Ariel Sharon insists that his son ran the financial side of his campaign, and he was not involved at all. The police investigation comes as allegations have surfaced about a second potential corruption affair involving Sharon's son Gilad and possibly the prime minister as well. An Israeli businessman allegedly paid millions of dollars to Gilad to obtain favors from his father in connection with the businessman's efforts to build a resort on a Greek island. That affair is still under investigation. According to Israeli law, if the prime minister is indicted, he will be forced to step down. The question will be what happens if Israel's attorney general rules that there is not enough evidence for criminal charges against the prime minister, but that his behavior was morally and ethically problematic. Professor Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University says the Israeli public tends to overlook corruption issues. He also notes that the campaign of former Prime Minister Ehud Barak is also being investigated.
Well, it's very clear that given the security situation, the continued threat of terrorism, and the broader regional sets of issues extending out to Iraq and everything else, Israelis focus primarily on that. Those are the questions of life and death that Israelis get up with every morning. The question of the issues related to corruption in the public services and also campaign financing, those are all issues which are in the background.
Yet Sharon's standing in the polls has dropped dramatically in the past few months. Polls show the prime minister's approval rating at 42%, down from a high of 70%. Political commentator Chemi Shalev says part of that drop has to do with Israel's severe economic crisis. But he says Sharon could pay a heavy price in the current scandal.
I wouldn't completely rule out the possibility that if he was heavily criticized by the attorney general, that could nonetheless create a political momentum that could ultimately destabilize his prime ministership, if not bring him down completely.
And yet, says Shalev, most Israelis still believe that it is Sharon who has the greatest chance of signing a peace deal with the Palestinians. And after three elections in 4 years, Israelis are not anxious to go back to the polls. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.